It's unusual to have the mistress's bathroom so close to the servants' quarters, but this reflects the badly planned layout of the house, which is a natural consequence of having a property that has been built on over the centuries. Elim is said to have favoured the colour green, but it was unpopular for walls to be decorated in this colour, as by Edwardian times it was well known that the chemicals used in the paint-making process were highly toxic. What appears to be quite an understated bathroom actually hides many possibilities as to what typically happened here, and bathing wasn't always top of the list. In a 1925 inventory, the bathroom is said to have contained an egg timer and a magnifying glass. This ties in with Ellen's passion for photography, so it's very possible that she used her bathroom as a darkroom to process her pictures. The shutters on the window would have made it a perfect room to do this. The room contains a deep bathtub with an oak panel above, housing a towel rail, glass holder, soap dish, and hooks. There's also a brass-heated towel rail on the wall, a washstand, and a lavatory. Remember, this was a time when most homes in Britain didn't have a bathroom, and most families would have bathed in other rooms of the house. So this room would have been relatively modern in concept and would have been quite comfortable. It's said that Ellen preferred to wash the old-fashioned way, using her washstands in the bedroom, as well as hip baths in front of the fire, but this doesn't discount her use for the bath in this room. By Edwardian standards, Ellen would have taken her bath at different temperatures according to the state of her health, and would have washed her hair every 3 to 4 weeks, using oils and lotions to keep it fresh in between. I think what makes this an interesting room is that while it lacks the splendid designs of late Victorian plumbing that would have been available, it has stamps of Ellen's personal taste and character. It's clear to see that there's a huge difference in grandeur between this room and the rooms used for entertaining downstairs. Do you think this is because there's no need for grandeur in the rooms that guests would not see, or do you think it's possible that Ellen's private taste was actually quite modest?